Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Day two of what some are calling Pizzagate. Yeah, because for yet another day...
It's better than Jonathan Pizzaland.
Oh, I disagree. Johnny Pizzaland had pizzazz.
He had nothing.
He had panache.
There's no juice to Johnny Pizzaland.
He had a hint of brown sugar in the sauce. I'm telling you, Johnny Pizzaland is a star.
A cousin of Nikki Deep Dish.
Pizzaland. Oh,
or Nikki Dubs, which of course is short for Nikki Deep Dish.
Yeah, naturally.
But no, we're feeling good. Yeah, so today we show up even... More pizza, and
I think they're just trolling us at this point. I can count on one hand the amount of times we've been offered free pizza in the previous year, and now we get back-to-back days.
See, my hope is we just keep talking about free pizza, and it just keeps happening.
It's a good troll, by the way, and one that will, at some point, we're going to break, and then we'll start being ready to eat the pizza, and then they'll stop giving us free pizza.
My grandpa Tom always says, don't be afraid to ask the universe for what you want. Mm.
And, only guy to say that ever, huh?
No, the only person. No one's ever said it before. And I always say, like, hey, I want more free pizza. And the universe just keeps bequeathing.
I do believe in that idea of just kind of putting out what you want into the universe. And so I like this.
So you've talked to my grandpa Tom, too.
Yeah, that's why I said. It's amazing that your grandpa's the one credited with that saying. It's pretty popular.
Buddhists have picked this up recently, and I think it's because of my grandpa Tom.
Did your grandpa Tom? I'm trying to think of all the famous phrases your grandpa Tom has come up with.
Fourscore in so-and-so
walk
years.
Walk softly and carry a big stick. I think that might have been him as well.
Yep. Teddy got it from him.
Yeah,
he's a young lad, but he got it from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all sorts of good ones.
Yeah, Viva Las Vegas, my grandfather Tom.
Yeah, that was him too, huh? I knew it.
Yeah, but that's when he was grandfather Tom.
Well,
he's just grandpa.
He also came up with what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. That's what he always says.
Actually, no, he didn't. That wasn't him. It was somebody else.
Other grandpa Tom.
I only got one.
You don't think what?
I only got one. I just decided to...
You just killed it for some reason. I don't know what. We were riffing. We were going back and forth. And you're like, that's the one I decided I didn't want to play along with. Oh, okay. He says, Viva Las Vegas. I say, in a very related phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
They're two totally different.
That couldn't
be. That's preposterous that it would come up with both of those by himself.
That couldn't be. Every now and then we'll have a discussion. This happens in a lot of our sports debates. Not a lot of them, but some of them. Where you'll say something, and I'm just trying to basically just co-opt what you're saying. And so then I just regurgitate in a different way what you've already said, almost to be like, I agree with what you're saying right now. And then you'll disagree with when I say it back to you. And I'm like, you're just arguing with yourself right now is all you're doing.
I think you just described 39 years of me on this planet. Okay. Just arguing with myself.
I'm like, you got a problem with your own statement to begin with.
Well, now, hey.
You came up with the premise, and here we are.
I got something that we can disagree with. Sorry, somebody else we can disagree with. As Pro Football Focus ranked their 10 best returning NFL head coaches. So even though, like, Mike Vrabel is a former NFL head coach once again... He doesn't count because he's a new face in a new place.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, looking there at number 10, Kevin Stefanski is right there in the pocket in the top 10.
So you guys might be thinking to yourself, wow, is NFL head coaching? Is it in the gutter right now? Are we just in a really bad time for NFL head coaching?
That's your takeaway? Not that he actually might be a top 10 head coach?
No, I wonder if people are thinking that, because you would think to yourself, if Kevin Stefanski with one playoff win in his entire time here entering year six, if he's cracking the top 10, maybe we're just in a down period of NFL head coaches. But then you read the list. We're not in a down period at all. We're in like a juggernaut of NFL head coaches. And the guys that are around Kevin Stefanski or leading up to Stefanski in this list, Kyle Shanahan, Sirianni, who just won the Super Bowl, Dan Campbell, and then you're into Kevin Stefanski.
And can we all agree, nobody in the NFL actually thinks Nick Sirianni is one of the 10 best head coaches? Just before we get to the Kevin thing, nobody believes that. I mean, more than half the media thought that guy was going to get fired halfway through last season. He has perpetually been referred to as a joke, starting with his press conferences, but then starting with his press conference, introductory press conference back when he got hired. But there's one or two times a year where we just make fun of Nick Sirianni for being a goober. I got to say, and by the way, don't hate him being top 10, but just nobody thinks so.
I mean, he is a goober. I think he is, as far as outsourcing is concerned, I think he does that at an extremely high rate. It's incredible the amount of credit. We should have just given this to Howie Roseman is what we should have done. We should have just made Howie Roseman the number 8th best head coach in the NFL.
That would have been so insulting, but yet very funny.
Well, how insulting is a list, though, if you have a guy that just won the Super Bowl and he wouldn't crack the top 10? Like, you win the Super Bowl the previous year, you probably get propped up to be in top 10.
Does a Super Bowl make you not a dodo? Because he's a bit of a dodo.
No, I think it does. I think it eliminates the dodo aura that you might have if you win a Super Bowl.
So this is the Bull Durham theory, that when you're in the minor leagues and you don't wash your shower shoes, you're a so-and-so. Mm-hmm. When you do it in the pros, making $100 million a year, you're a god.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. I think he's got like the third highest winning percentage in the regular season in NFL history. He's been to 2 Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl. He's done it.
So okay,
he's doing it.
So this actually does speak to, maybe people don't believe he's a unanimously
a
top 10.
Something he's doing is working.
But he's winning consistently and winning at a clip that is incredibly impressive, as is Kevin O'Connell in a very short stint in Minnesota so far. What, 2 years less than Stefanski in Cleveland? But you look at what Kevin O'Connell's done with, by the way, is it 2 different quarterbacks, 3 different quarterbacks? Kevin O'Connell not ahead of Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, I'm just looking for him right here.
LaFleur,
not there.
In Green Bay, who's consistently been in the playoffs or on the precipice of the playoffs, not ahead of Kevin Stefanski. And I think if you polled 100% of Browns fans right now, that would be impossible. If you polled 3% of Browns fans, because that's the number that I'm going with this summer, I don't think you'd get 100% of people to agree he's a top 10. I don't think, and by the way, I don't think you get 100% of people thinking he's a bottom 10 either. I just think he exists somewhere in the middle. Having him top 10 and letting 2 coach of the years carry a lot of water, which is a media award, which is susceptible to somebody polishing those relationships and.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's part of what I think has happened here. It is preposterous that he is a top 10 coach in the NFL.
I think the national media pities Kevin Stefanski. I think they don't look at it like he's the bad coach or he's a reason why they won 3 games last year or don't have success. I think they look at Stefanski and think, oh, you poor thing, as if he's an innocent bystander in everything that went down in acquiring Deshaun Watson. But they look at him like that, as if, like, we just have to feel bad for you. In any other situation, you would be Kevin O'Connell in their mind.
Has any head coach that right now isn't even a 500 head coach in their career, has any coach gotten more of a pass for the issues around an organization than Kevin Stefanski? Thinking of Baker, flaming out here, then going to Tampa 2 years later and becoming the best version of himself.
Well, and that's the beautiful part about having someone like Jimmy Haslam around you, because he really does just take all of the flack and all of the bullets that come from a national media that for years was right to say Jimmy Haslam is the problem here and it is not the head coach, but it's not really the case
so
right now.
I'm glad you said that, because I actually am one of the people who think if Kevin in a more Nick Sirianni type role, meaning all your job is to go there, coach on game days, and you don't necessarily have to be the biggest rah-rah leader, because leadership comes from elsewhere in the building. You're not necessarily going to be able to pick every player you want, but you'll have a little bit of an influence. But basically, your job is go out there on Sundays and give your team a chance to win. I actually would think in a better situation, Kevin could be a different head coach. I don't know better, but a different head coach. The problem is, he is involved in these decisions, and nobody in the NFL is like, I mean, what's Kevin's role in the Deshaun thing? He's just absentia. He just, he is an innocent bystander. It's like, what NFL head coach outside of Nick Sirianni could you move on from one quarterback you've had success with to go on to chase a big-name quarterback with a lot of issues What other head coach could get just scot-free? I'm not saying he has to be hammered for it. He's not dead. It starts with Andrew Berry on that one. But no blame? Like, that's why. Oh, by the way, he's an offensive head coach who's been credited for Jacoby Brissett looking like Joe Montana in Cleveland, which he didn't. Yeah. Joe Flacco looking like Joe Montana in Cleveland, which he didn't. Like, his whole thing is you were functional with crappy quarterbacks. And the problem is the thing about the other quarterbacks he's had where it hasn't looked functional.
It's really mystifying how we've gotten here, where it just feels like everyone... Well, I think the problem is that everyone thinks that they give him credit for a team that he hasn't been able to yet coach. The Minnesota thing takes a lot of runway when it comes to Stefanski and what he did in getting that team to an NFC title game. But the fact that we're 6 years into it and we're still quoting what happened 6 years ago, 7 years ago now, it's an issue. It's a real issue. But I think people believe that if you gave this team the roster and you gave them a really good team, Stefanski could go ahead and coach them to greatness. And we have no evidence to suggest that that's true at this point.
And I just look at this and go, I don't think he's a top. I don't, also, by the way, I don't think he's a, if you put all the head coaches in the NFL, I don't think he's a bottom 10 NFL coach either. Like, I think Kevin is capable in a lot of ways, but he still has a lot to show me in terms of leadership, in terms of coaching and having success with bad teams, or teams outperforming where we thought they were. And so, you know, like to see, here's the thing, to see Super Bowl winners right in front of Kevin and knowing guys who have had more consistent success behind him to multiple conference championship games like LaFleur has in Green Bay with two different quarterbacks, by the way, and juggling that gap between Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, there's a part of me that looks at this and goes like, okay,
If we take
away the two coach of the years,
the difference is they
spin me the story.
They act as if he had been given the same job that Matt LaFleur was given, where you have Aaron Rodgers into Jordan Love, they believe that Kevin Stefanski's career would be entirely different. I don't know that it would be at this point. I like Stefanski. I've been in Stefanski's corner way more than I've been against Stefanski, but I don't have enough evidence to suggest that he would do the job that Matt LaFleur has done in Green Bay.
It's interesting you said what you just said there, because I think there's a fair amount of Kevin. It might not sound like that when we talk about Kevin. They're coming off a 3-14 season. We're going to sound harsher on him results based alone. I don't think Kevin's the biggest problem here, but I do think when you put him top 10, and again, more successful coaches around them, you're absolving him of any of the things that led him to be a 470 winning percentage in the regular season head coach. And to me, it speaks to a stubbornness of a resolve of, no, he's a two-time coach of the year in the NFL. That can't matter more. Like, your analysis of Kevin nationally, that can't matter more than the wins and losses. And when we start to wage success versus failure here, 216-474-0092, should we be giving Kevin Stefanski more credit? At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Jared Weiss, NBA reporter for The Athletic, formerly covered the Celtics. So we'll give us some good stuff on the Celtics salary dumps, Jaylen Brown's future, but we'll also get to some Cavs talk with him. Pablo Torre of Pablo Torre Finds Out. Of course, as he was the guy that broke the collusion story in the NFL, the man that chased down the different back and forth between the NFL and NFLPA. He's coming up at 4:20. Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock. But 216-474-0092. We will get to some Guardians apathy in the 3 o'clock hour. More on the Cavs' pursuit of greatness in the 3 o'clock hour as well. But should we be giving Kevin Stefanski more credit in the catch-22 with the Browns' success, the Browns' failure in 2025 on 92.3 The Fan?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.